Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting. Well, Mike, at this week's Pella City Council meeting, continuing to work on some pretty important projects that are coming up over the course of this next year. And one in particular is continuing to bolster the infrastructure on the southeast side of the community, especially as we think about major developments, including Laley. Let our listeners know about the East Interchange improvements, the contract that was approved, and ultimately what that means going forward as you continue to build out infrastructure on the community southeast side.
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said last night, the City Council did approve a contract with Synergy Contracting in the amount of $696,700. And this was to construct a lift station for the proposed Laley Industrial Development. Now, to get the listeners up to speed, when we talk about Laley, they're a worldwide leader in robotic milking equipment. They employ roughly 1,300 individuals worldwide, including 53 here at their Pella site. Unfortunately for the community, Laley has made a decision to construct their new North American headquarters facility in Pella. The location of the new facility is just southwest of exit 44 interchange on Highway 163. It's roughly a 65-acre site. Now, when we talk about the contract last night, Andrew, it's very important to note the Laley development as a whole. The new North American headquarters project is roughly a $22 million project. They're going to be adding 15 high-paying jobs for the community. In addition, for the 65-acre site, we anticipate a future industrial development as well. So in planning for future growth on this, what we're doing last night with the contract is we're actually constructing a lift station. And the lift station is just part of the public infrastructure that needed to be extended to serve Laley. The other components of that were the extension of water services, as well as a forced main, which will connect the sanitary sewer lift station back to the city's sanitary sewer system. In addition, we also have a pending road improvement to 250th Avenue, which is the county line road that will allow us to accommodate heavy truck traffic south of Highway 163. Now, when you look at overall the purpose of the lift station, obviously it's a pumping station. So what we're going to be doing is pumping sanitary waste back through our new force main that we're currently in the process of connecting and onto the city's sanitary sewer system. So overall, the contract last night, we were very fortunate, I want to mention with the contract, we got an exceptional price from Synergy on the project at $696,700. That was the low bid. It's important to note that the engineer's estimate for the project was right at $819,000. And in looking at the comparison of the bids, it's important for the listeners to understand the Synergy bid was just one of eight bids that we received. The bids range from the low of Synergy of $696,000 all the way up to $1,066,000. And we had a good tight spread in there as well. So we're happy with the bids that we received on the project. And again, with this, the tentative completion date on the lift station is right in September of this year. And hopefully what the city's plans are is that we'll have all the infrastructure constructed this year. That's our tentative plans for the project and be ready to serve Laley in the new North American corporate headquarters facility, which is going to be undergoing construction again this year at that site. And it's my understanding that the tentative opening date for the new headquarters facility is in 2022 as well. So again, Andrew, very exciting project with the Laley, a North American project. And it's also important for the listeners to understand that oftentimes significant projects such as the Laley project require public infrastructure. And on this, the contract we approved last night was just one piece of the public infrastructure. And overall, the public infrastructure is about $2.1 million, and it's necessary for the development to occur. And I'm very excited with the project and also very happy with the bids that we received last night.
Well, and another project that we've talked about, obviously, considerably over the past really several months, getting another step closer to completion. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, but the council finalizing now the construction contract and bond for the outside service drops for equipment and the installation project coming up here for Pella Fiber. Let our listeners know about the amount of customers that should be hooked up here over the course of this spring and summer coming up, and another step closer to gigabit internet service here in the community.
Yeah, and as you said, Andrew, and last night we finalized our contract with Xcel Utility Contractors. And as you said, the contract was for $1,273,000, and it was for the outside service drops. And when we talk about the service drops, Andrew, these are the service lines that will connect individual home or business to the fiber lines that the city is currently constructing within our community. Now, as far as the overall construction of the city's what we call the outside plant or those fiber lines, it's about 75 miles within our community. The contract that we approved with Xcel last night was roughly for 2,000 service drops, and this is in addition to the 380 service drops that the city's already constructed on the project. Now, overall, we've had a phenomenal response to Pella Fiber. We've had roughly 2,800 potential customers that have given us permission to install service lines throughout the community. And with this, the service lines is a significant step forward for the project. The contract that we approved last night has a completion date on October of this year. So we're hoping, Andrew, if everything goes well this year, to have most of our service lines installed this year, which would allow, as you stated, one step closer to providing gigabit service, internet service for our community. And we're excited with the project. Despite the COVID-19 pandemic, we're still on track with our initial projections for services to the community this year. And we're very excited with Pella Fiber and also very happy with our service line contract that we had and approved last night, and looking forward to a bright future for the Pella Fiber.
Well, and I briefly want to touch on what's coming up in an incredibly busy month of February, which is not unusual, Mike, but obviously some really big projects for consideration, both at your regular meetings and then setting the stage for what should be a very important fiscal year going forward for the city, especially coming off of a planning year for the community. Let our listeners know a little bit about some of the stuff coming up in February, including some of the key provisions that are under consideration, and then the budget workshops that come up every time as you prepare for the next fiscal year.
Yeah, Andrew, as you stated, February will be extremely busy for the City Council in this year. In addition to the regular City Council meetings, we're also planning the city's upcoming budget fiscal year, which will start on July 1st of 2021 and extend through June 30th of 2022. And now, part of that process, we're also going to be taking a look at long-term capital projects for the city, in fact, over the next five fiscal years as well. And anytime you do that for the city of Pella, and this year is no exception, we have a number of long-term initiatives that we're planning for. So while we will be talking during the work sessions specifically about the upcoming fiscal year, we're also going to be talking about some important long-term strategic initiatives for the city of Pella as well. So again, with that, it'll be a very, very busy month. In addition, we'll be finishing other contracts that we have for developments that'll be upcoming in February as well, including more additional work on the Whaley project as well. So again, a very exciting time for the city of Pella, a very busy time as well, and we look forward to the month of February.
Once again, that was City Administrator Mike Nardini. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.